This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Diana Winston, if we haven't yet met. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at the Mindful Awareness Research Center, UCLA. So this is our time every Thursday to meditate together, to practice being present with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. So how do we show up for our life, or how do we live not lost in the past or the future, but connected to the present moment? Before when we met before, there was Halloween and other guest teachers. And when I was here last, I was doing a series on loving kindness. And just to review, loving kindness is a natural quality of the heart that we all can have access to. And it's something that also can be cultivated through practice. So it's the desire for another person to be happy. And it's a natural response of the heart when we notice that the goodness in someone. When you connect with someone and you really see their goodness, you just want to wish them well. And it's often easy to do for people we love, right? Although, of course, with the people we love, we also can have very complicated relationships, so it's not always easy to do. But some people, especially like our pets, are very easy. I guess they wouldn't fall under people, but they're also very easy to do kindness practices for. And we talked some in the beginning about kindness is inherent in mindfulness. This willingness to be with things as they are, this willingness to show up for life, to connect with what is, has a quality of kindness. Then we went into practice different ways of doing kindness, and I broke it down in different ways. I did a practice which I called dry loving kindness, which was just a repetition of words over and over to change our inner narrative. Then we did what I then called wet loving kindness, which was the kindness where you connect more with the emotion of it, and you allow that emotion to pervade through you and through others. And then we did something that we call radiating kindness, where we're just sending it out as if just we could just send it out into the world, suffusing the world with kindness. So as you can see, there's lots and lots of ways of doing the practice, and I just want to complete with one more way, which is what I like to call creative adaptations. And this is where we cultivate kindness using the power of creativity, visualization, imagery. Some of you have done this practice with me before, the practice which I call the lake of loving kindness. So we're going to use, we'll start off with some mindfulness practice to get centered, and then we'll move into the practice. And the invitation is to follow along, and just don't take it too seriously. Like it can be very playful and have fun with it. Some of you will see images, right? So some people are very visual and some people are not. So some people, when they meditate, they don't really see much. So some of you will, and go with it if you do. If you don't, you can sense or get a feel of the experience. So you just sort of kind of connect with the idea of it and see what happens. And there will be some of you who think, ugh, I don't want to do this. I don't like it. No problem. Just stay with the mindfulness and let my voice be like wind in the background. So it's a time in our world when we need a lot of kindness. We do, and the world needs kindness. And I'm know that today's kind of a, like there's some, for a lot of us, there's a sense of relief and a little bit of more rest. And I just want to harness the power of kindness, this power that is so capable of making a difference in the world. It's what's needed now. And so these little tiny meditation sessions where you come once a week, they have an impact. people can be affected through the power of kindness. So just know that we're not doing it just to make ourselves feel better, but it can have rippling effects out into the world. Okay, so let's begin the practice by settling in and finding a posture that works for you. Some of you are seated in chairs, on couches, some are in beds, some are in cushions on the floor. Finding a posture that is easeful, restful, not rigid, not tight, but it does help, particularly in avoiding falling asleep, if you have access to sitting up straight-ish. And if not, it's fine. Wherever you are is fine. Your hands can be resting where they're comfortable. A lot of people do this meditation with their eyes closed. And if you don't want to, you can leave them open with eyes downcast with a soft gaze. And let's take some deep breaths, slow, deep breaths. And as you take these slow, deep breaths, see if you can slow down a little bit, invite in some relaxation and ease, and come in to this present moment as you are. And you can notice your body, noticing the shape your body is in, how you're sitting. Notice areas of contact with the furniture, or the floor, feet on the floor, back upright. Sensing your body, and if you notice areas of tension or tightness, you could breathe, direct your breath into that area, or just gently allow it to soften. Let yourself feel whatever is here, whatever is here. We can turn our attention now to the sounds around us. So we're noticing our body, but now just include the sounds. There are sounds maybe coming and going. Sounds in your room or outside the room you're in. Listening to the sounds with curiosity, interest, openness. If you get distracted, start thinking about something else, then just come back to the listening, whatever sound is right now in this moment. And now bring your attention into your body, finding your breath in your body. Let the breath be at its own natural rhythm, not trying to control it, change it. It just is what it is. Whatever it's doing is fine. You might feel it moving in your abdomen, rising, falling, expanding, contracting. Or in your chest, rising, falling, expanding, contracting, or the air as it moves through your nose, tingling, warmth, coolness. Focus on something now to keep your attention on one particular thing, or at least try to. So you can pick your abdomen, the breath moving through your abdomen, your chest or your nose, or the sounds coming and going that we were listening to before. Choose whatever is the most engaging to you. And they all work equally well if you're having trouble deciding. Breath after breath, or sound after sound. When your attention wanders away, which it does for most of us, notice it. Then come back. Notice that you're lost. Notice that you're caught in thoughts and memories and plans and worrying and imagining. And just come right back. Come right back to the breath or to the sound. And do that over and over. And those of you with more experience know you can open up to emotions and thoughts and body sensations. Those of you who've been practicing with open awareness know to let whatever arises without necessarily coming back to focus. Those of you who practice natural awareness might also begin to look for what is aware, who is aware, where is the knower? Okay, lots of ways to practice. Keep it simple, especially if you're just starting out. We'll do this for, you know, 5-7 minutes, and then we'll do the loving kindness practice. So noticing how you're feeling, having done this first part of the meditation. And we're now going to go on a journey to the lake of loving kindness. And as I mentioned before, you might see, you might sense, you might feel, you might not enjoy this form of practice, so really to pay attention to yourself and follow along as you wish, or keep doing the earlier practice. So let's start by bringing someone we love to mind. Someone, when we think of them, we get happy. And this could be, you mentioned pets, animals, children, best friend, mentor, someone you read about, know about, whom you admire, bring them to mind. And as you think of them, think about the things that you love about them, why they make you happy, or what it is that makes you happy about them. And now notice what you're feeling inside. And imagine that this person or animal is walking with you down a path in a very, very beautiful place. And make any adjustments. So if this person needs to be on a magic carpet, or you can just play with it. This is the power of our imagination. Just have some fun with it. Maybe you're carrying this person or animal, but just imagine that they are with you walking down a beautiful path in a beautiful setting, somewhere you love or you've read about or imagine. And you come to a clearing, and there is a pond, and you look at the pond, and the pond has crystal blue water. It looks so refreshing and inviting. So you and your loved one come over to the pond, and you put your toe in, and you realize that same feeling you just had, having this loved one here with you, that is what you feel when you touch the water. The waters are waters of loving kindness. So you might wade in a little bit more, and as you wade in, you can feel kindness moving up your calves and to your knees, and you can have your person or animal with you, and you both can jump into this wonderful pond if you want. You don't have to, but if you do, jump in. And when you get in, just rest and relax and bathe and swim and splash and play and be completely immersed in waters of kindness. If you can't remember exactly what it feels like, just think again about this loved one. And when you get the feeling right, that's what you're swimming in. And so you're floating, swimming, playing, and you might use words like, may we be safe and protected. May we be happy and peaceful. May we be at ease. As you say these words or repeat after me, does it make it feel more vivid, stronger, or does it take away? So don't do it if it does. As you're floating there with your dear one, you look up at the banks of the pond and you see all the people you love in the world, or just two or three, whomever, but people you love. And they can be people from any time in your past, present. They can be animals. Just imagine them standing there looking at the beautiful crystal clear blue pond that you are in. And if you wish, you can invite them all in. And so they jump in and they float and they play and they splash and they rest. And they're covered in these waters of kindness, which are, of course, magical waters. So you can breathe. There is no danger. It is fully, fully safe and joyful. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. And you might just take a few breaths. Feel into these waters, these beautiful, kind waters. And then looking up at the bank again, there are people you know. So these are people that you would think of as kind of neither love or have difficulty with, but just neutral people, people who are in your life, coworkers, extended family members you don't know so well, people you meet at the store, people, neighbors you don't know, but people we would call them neutral people, meaning not too much attachment or aversion, just bring them to mind, or even bring one. And how would it feel to invite them into your pond? Invite them in if you wish. You can always say no. But as you do, the pond begins to expand and it's starting to be the size of a small lake. And there is room for everyone, and the lake is responsive. So the more people there are, the bigger the lake gets, and it grows and grows and grows. And so you can imagine all of these people, your neighbors, your coworkers, people, you can imagine the people who are meditating right in this moment, who you don't know. Everyone is swimming and resting and playing and being bathed in waters of kindness. And you can feel the goodness. Notice your heart. How does your heart feel? And breathe. And you know, it may be that you're feeling quite a bit of kindness as you do this. And if you're not, that's okay. Just be with what is. For whatever I'm feeling right now, can I hold this too with kindness? So wishing them well, sending out thoughts of ease and well-being. Noticing that when people are in this water, they get happy because they feel loved, they feel safe, they feel your kindness. And now you notice the lake has grown. It's much bigger now. And you look up at the bank of the river, of the lake, and you see people you have difficulty with. People from your life you maybe not crazy about. It could be people you read about. It could be politicians. It could be anyone you want to bring to mind who is challenging. If you wish, invite them in. And as they jump in, if they do, just know that everyone wants to be happy. They may act in ways that cause suffering for others. But deep inside, we all wish to be happy. So your choice, if they come in, maybe a few do, a few don't, but just allow them to swim and bathe and rest and be healed in these waters of kindness. May you be safe and protected. May your heart be at ease. May you know you are loved. And then magically, the waters begin to move from the edges of the lake and just begin to expand. So just allow the kindness to flow from your heart, because of course, this is just your heart expanding and expanding. And imagine the waters fill the spill over to the sides and begin to fill up this planet. And merge with the oceans. The kindness goes through the oceans. It goes through the cities. It goes through the countryside. It touches the animals. It goes up to the sky. It touches the winged creatures. It touches the fish and the sea creatures. It touches the humans, the plants, the animals. Just have a sense and use your imagination as much as you want until we have a vast ocean of kindness blanketing planet Earth. And everyone and everything is bathed in this kindness. And as their hearts are touched by the kindness, enmity dissolves, fear dissolves, greed dissolves, and goodness prevails. And we can just imagine it. We have to imagine these things, right? And so sending that kindness out as far as you can. And take a breath. And come back to yourself right here and now. And notice what's happening for you. Letting whatever is here be here. For whatever I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness. So may everyone everywhere be happy, peaceful, and at ease. When you're ready, take a breath, open your eyes, we'll end the meditation. Just taking a moment just to reorient, come back into the room. Thank you for your practice today. And we are running late. So I'll just say this, that if you're interested in learning more about MARC, the Mindful Awareness Research Center, you can come to classes and events and programs. We have Dan Siegel coming December 3rd. That's the next maybe big event. Some of you are familiar with Dan Siegel, but come check out our site and see what we have. And all of these meditations are on our app, UCLA Mindful. You can play them over and over. And normally I stick around and get to know some of you and talk, but not today because I have a very busy day. But just really happy to be with all of you and take the kindness out, just like kindness. We need this right now. We need it so badly. Okay, thanks everybody.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.